This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm David First. New Jersey is one of only two states holding gubernatorial elections in 2017. And with the primary coming up in early June, you might think voters would be in that final decision-making phase. But according to a Quinnipiac University poll released this week, even the frontrunners are barely registering. For more on the race, we are joined via Skype by Bridget Callahan Harrison, political science professor at Montclair State University. Welcome.
Thanks, David.
According to this poll, 70% of voters don't know enough about the leading Democrat, Phil Murphy, to form an opinion of him. And 63% don't know enough about Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, who has been in that office as Governor Christie's lieutenant governor for 7 years. Now, I know this is a race that has no incumbent running, but is it typical for this much of the population to be unfamiliar with the candidates 3 months prior to the primary?
It is not, and I think that we're looking at a particularly unique race this year. First off, you have our incumbent governor, Governor Chris Christie, who really succeeds in creating a vacuum when it comes to attention for other politicians. And so, for example, the lieutenant governor and likely Republican nominee, Kim Guadagno, you know, she's been serving in that office for 7.5 years, but has been unable to kind of elbow her way into the Chris Christie spotlight, which has been a considerable one. On the other hand, with the likely Democratic nominee, former U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Phil Murphy, here's an individual who comes from outside of New Jersey politics. Mr. Murphy used his considerable wealth to make important campaign contributions and essentially squeezed several other likely candidates out of the running. Those candidates, including the Senate president, perhaps might have had a bit more familiarity among many voters. But because Murphy is coming from outside the traditional political wing, a lot of people don't know a lot about him.
All right. So since we know so little about them, what do we need to know about Phil Murphy and Kim Guadagno?
Murphy in particular is an outsider, was part of kind of the Obama camp. He had close relations with Hillary Clinton. He was appointed by President Obama to be the ambassador to Germany, but really was an outsider. You know, he worked at Goldman Sachs, earned a considerable amount of money before leaving to become the ambassador to Germany, and now walks into New Jersey politics relatively removed from the bossism that had existed, though those connections are seemingly growing in the state. The lieutenant governor was plucked by Governor Christie to be his running mate. She is the first person to serve in that capacity and kind of defined it. But from the outset, it was relatively clear that this would not be a partnership between the governor and Guadagno, that she would kind of be relegated to almost a ceremonial function, which I think, given her considerable talents, she was the first woman elected Monmouth County sheriff. I think a lot of people were a bit dismayed by how her talents were relatively underutilized during the Christie administration.
Tell us about some of the other candidates. Assemblyman John Wisniewski, for example, seemed ready to really position himself as a candidate that maybe could attract some Bernie Sanders supporters. He, of course, made a name for himself as co-chair of the legislative committee that investigated the Bridgegate scandal. Why hasn't he gained much traction?
Well, I think that many people estimated that Wisniewski would really be a player. There is another state senator, Ray Lesniak, who's also seeking the nomination. It's really interesting that both Wisniewski and Lesniak have not gained the kind of traction that we thought that they would. These are really respected legislators who are part of those party systems that have been so important in New Jersey politics. Phil Murphy went to many of the party leaders and created some support. You have to remember that in addition to the gubernatorial election, all of the state legislative seats are up for grabs this year, with considerable financial backing to candidates and to political parties, the county parties. He made these contributions, and effectively what he did was he bought or, you know, curried favor enough to get the party lines in the counties. that's really important because most primary voters go in and vote the party line. And so Wisniewski, I think, has underachieved in this race.
Doesn't it seem like with the leading candidates unknown by a majority of New Jersey residents, what are the chances of a last-minute wild card even that could come in and shake up the primary, perhaps a recently unemployed U.S. attorney for New Jersey, Paul Fishman, or a former, you know, of course, former Saturday Night Live star Joe Piscopo, who's been talking about entering the race as a Republican or an independent?
I mean, I don't know how willing these individuals are to run, but what I can say, looking at both the poll data that was released this week and previous poll data that indicated that many New Jerseyans are dissatisfied with the field as it currently stands. One poll said that a majority or close to a majority would pick anybody else.
This is the most serious I've ever been about anything in my life, is possibly running for governor.
I am not considering running for public office. It's just not the job for me, I think.
Joe Piscopo speaking with NJ Advance Media and Paul Fishman on the Brian Lehrer Show this week. We'll have to see what happens as the primary approaches, but there's so much passion out there. I mean, go to any town hall in New Jersey to see it on display, but none of it seems to be getting channeled into this governor's race.
That's absolutely right. And that speaks to the point that you made earlier, that this is an election that is kind of ripe for someone to walk in and say, I'm a bit different than what's out there. And I think that there is kind of this undercurrent of passion that right now has yet to be tapped. I certainly think that this is an election ripe for an outsider takeover.
Well, New Jersey's primary is coming up on June 6th. Bridget Callahan Harrison, political science professor at Montclair State University. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, David.